Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go. I'm going to settle this right now. Two Reese's peanut butter cups and a carton of milk. That's the best snack ever. No, not like a pint of milk. Not like a carton of milk.
I would not disagree, but now. You don't want to eat that every day.
No, but I mean, there's no snack better.
You have to reward yourself, and it has to be a process. No, because it is a reward. I don't know, Snickers, Three Musketeers, I like it all. I mean, come on. If you don't really like
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Well, no, if you don't like chocolate, though, are you allergic to chocolate? Come on, the way your brain is wired, I'm going back to the Aztecs and all that in history, when cocoa... And when they turned cocoa into chocolate, oh, the Europeans were like freaked out. Like, what? What chocolate? No, it was an aphrodisiac. I mean, look it up. You can look it up. I'm telling you. So when you say, well, I'm not really a chocolate person. Yeah, you shouldn't be a chocolate person overboard every day. But dark chocolate is actually has benefits. So I could go off on a tangent and... we talk in sports, but I can talk a little chocolate. But I can see why Reese's is a sponsor for the Senior Bowl. It ain't going nowhere.
Amos,
it's going to be a big part of the Senior Bowl going forward.
Amos Morale III, see what you walked into, man?
Hey, man, I'm with the Reese's. I like it.
Yeah, would you say that's the best snack of all time?
I'm very partial to gummy bears, personally.
Gummy bears?
All right. But that's a different kind of treat.
Yeah, I'm talking about like you had a dinner, now you just want dessert. Like two Reese's peanut butter cups and a glass of milk, perfect.
Oh, no, if I want a dessert, I'm reaching for the closest cheesecake I can find.
Okay. For sure. You're on point there. WWL's Amos Morale III is up there in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. Amos, we heard the bites from Mickey Loomis. Anything in particular stood out from his press conference today?
You think when you have three quarterbacks that are essentially free agents, Taysom Hill obviously a restricted one, you'd think that they'd be a little bit more of a sense of urgency, but he said, they want Breeze back. They're waiting to see what he does. You look at obviously Teddy was another guy. He said he wants all three of them back, but we'll see how they're able to do that. But that's kind of the thing that stuck out to me was, they're willing to wait and see what Breeze wants to do.
Now, Amos, to look at just the Senior Bowl as a whole and obviously the local flavor, you could talk about Louisiana, but obviously the national champs, that being the LSU Tigers, a last-minute Senior Bowl edition, that being Cushenberry, along with teammate right guard Damian Lewis, maybe not as sexy because it's offensive lineman, but what is your take when you look at this Senior Bowl and the LSU flavor? Looking at tight end, Steven Sullivan, deep snapper, Blake Ferguson. I know Christian Fulton, he withdrew, considering, I don't know what this even means, reported fatigue and family issues. But I'm looking at a deep snapper, and then you look at it, a tight end has a lot of ability, I think, that the NFL would be intrigued by, and a couple offensive linemen. What have you witnessed from them as far as the practice? Because, at times, Amos, the practice – is just as important as the game.
Well, watching Lloyd out there, one thing, you really saw was the guy can play. Obviously, you saw that, he was a starter. Seems like since he got to LSU, started a ridiculous number of games consecutively. He's durable. But watching him out there in practice against some of the better defensive linemen in the country, one by one on during one-on-one reps, you got to get to see that, there's a reason he did that and why he was so successful at that position in the SEC. The guy can just flat-out block pass protection. You looked at him when they ran a couple running plays. It seemed like he was always in the right position and making some good blocks. Same thing with Damian Lewis, a guy that who, you know, probably might be a little bit undersized. I think some scouts might have told him that, but, you know, he definitely plays hard, and he's a guy that, you know, really came on there this season for LSU, considering, you know, that was a guy that had no offers coming out of high school, went the JUCO route, and, you know, wound up with a, you know, a national championship caliber team. So you look at the names that did go, it was guys who, yeah, like you said, probably weren't the biggest names on the team, but guys that, you know, we'll probably see at the next level, and particularly with Stephen Sullivan. That's a guy who, you know, I think a lot of people kind of forgot about him because at the beginning of the season, you know, when he was playing tight end, we heard his name called a lot more. I think he finished the season with 12 catches, but most of those came in those first few games. He switched over. He told me over the last couple of days that, you know, he switched back to wide receiver when Terrace Marshall got hurt, just so they would have some depth there. And then by that point, Thad had come on. So Thad had kind of really established himself as the go-to tight end there. So he just kind of stuck with wide receiver. So he's really out here this week trying to show teams that, you know, he's able to block and he can block, run block, pass protect. And that's what he's really trying to show teams because, obviously, playing wide receiver for much of his career at LSU, they know he can run and catch.
Amos Morrell III here on Sports Talk, part of our WWL sports team and digital team as well. Amos, there's always been that guy that kind of flies under the radar that plays in the Senior Bowl, a guy like Russell Wilson or remember David Johnson. Who's the guy that's maybe a small school guy that's getting a lot of buzz?
You know, the Senior Bowl has kind of gotten to the point where, you know, a lot of the big school guys, I mean, just look at the quarterbacks that are there, you know, Justin Herbert from Oregon, Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma. But one of the guys that kind of really impressed me and really made me take notice was Utah State's quarterback, Jordan Love, a guy that a lot of people have projected as a first rounder. But, you know, when you really got to see him out there with some of the elite receivers and some of the elite pass catchers in the country, you could see that, all right, man, this guy can really throw the ball. He's accurate. He can make some plays with his feet. And you kind of got to see why a lot of scouts are saying, all right, well, you know, this guy could go in the first round.
Now, Amos, when you look at another player and you might say, well, that's not sexy, and obviously it's not a deep snapper, Blake Ferguson. I mean, think about this, Amos. If somebody would tell you that you'd be under the radar and for like a decade, you could be a deep snapper in the NFL. Think about that's almost like your CEO. I mean, as far as your pay and what you're going to make, how you're going to make it. Now, you got to be not 9 out of 10. You got to be 10 out of 10 accurate, whether it's a field goal, extra point, or a punt. But I'm always intrigued with a deep snapper. Considering that profession and how you could better yourself and also your family in the future. And Blake Ferguson's one of those guys. I think it's a family affair, even his brother coming up. But that is a job that we don't really focus on. But we never talk about the deep snapper until they screw up. You know how that is.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing he talked about. You know, they only invited two deep snappers to the entire Senior Bowl, and he was one of them. So, you know, that's one of the things he talked about. Every snap is basically his job. You know, you got to be perfect. You got to be consistent. And so, yeah, you know, he said that's one thing he always wanted to make sure when he was at LSU, that if there anything went wrong on special teams, it wasn't him. And the same thing at the next level, he needs to make sure that it's not going to be him if something goes wrong on any of these special teams plays.
WWL's Amos Morrell III has a nice recap of what Mickey Loomis said online at WWL.com. Amos, great stuff as always, man. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.